This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Donald Trump from office. The vice president speaking out after several days of speculation and after thousands of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol last week in an effort to stop the certification of the Electoral College vote. Vice President Pence said in a letter to House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday that he opposed invoking the 25th Amendment, saying the mechanism should not be used as a means of punishment or usurpation and reserved for cases of medical or mental incapacitation. He also said, "I do not believe that such a course of action is in the best interest of our nation or consistent with our Constitution." Speaker Pelosi has called on Pence to secure the majority of the cabinet and vote to declare President Trump unfit to serve. The vice president's letter set the stage for the Democratic-led efforts to impeach the president for an unprecedented second time. Democratic lawmakers accuse him of inciting supporters who stormed and attacked the Capitol last week. And now it looks like they will have bipartisan support. Multiple House of Representatives Republicans say they too will vote in favor of impeachment. The third-ranking House Republican leader, Liz Cheney of the state of Wyoming, announced she would vote for impeachment on Wednesday. She's joined by two other Republicans, Representative John Katko of the state of New York and Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. President Trump is to face a single impeachment charge, incitement of insurrection. You can follow this story on voanews.com.